Due to the extreme violence of the current group we are about to talk about, we had to change the voice of the subject talking. Thanks for understanding and enjoy the episode.
So something very interesting we're going to get into today is what Commander 25, Commander 25 was saying about opening up a secondary group in Guatemala. Now, in my opinion, they're doing this to counter the fact that Mencho has came into several areas and taken over in El Salvador and a couple other little countries. And the little groups are, you know, they aren't designed to fight cartels. Like, for example, Mara Salvatrucha, they're designed to victimize the civilian population. That's what cartels do lots of times, but they're just a lot more organized, and the weaponry they use is a lot more sophisticated, as well as their tactics. Lots of times they're ex-military. And these guys are just gangbangers, you know, lots of them with just small arms. So, point being, they get wiped out pretty quick. You know, they can't really put up a fight. They're not organized or designed. These groups aren't designed to fight, you know, paramilitary organizations. So, in specific, he was saying that they're going to go after groups that are charging a quota, basically, on the civilian population, which is like a tax. And in doing so, they're going to be able to take over the plaza there. So, I'd like everyone to remember, because maybe the civilians benefit, but they're not doing this out of the good of their heart, okay? They're doing this because Guatemala is tactically located in between Colombia and Mexico, right? So if planes need to stop over, or if they can get the product more north in Colombia and Guatemala, it's a shorter trip, you know, for them to take. So there's obviously a reason they chose Guatemala in specific, on top of the fact that Cartel Jalisco doesn't have a presence there, which has to be a big factor. If you could go into a Central American country, you'd rather go into one where you're not going to have to make war against another organized paramilitary group. If you can, you know, avoid it, because these wars are very costly, and they're going into these countries to make money, so that cuts off the profit, you know, cuts down the profit, I should say. And these people who plan these operations, these cartel bosses and whatnot, they take all this into account, you know, how much they're going to lose for this or that. Even the losses they take due to customs in the United States, they're all these things are usually factored in so that they know how much profit they're usually going to make. And they've been doing this a long time. Most of them, these are family-run organizations, so they know what's going on. And the United States doesn't have a very high confiscation rate anyways, but you know, when we're talking about loads of tons of cocaine, one confiscation hurts, right? Because we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions sometimes, depending where it goes, but still, it's very expensive. And to lose it all, crazy, you know? But it happens. They've been making lots of big busts lately of several tons. So, Comandante 25 taking this area for them, I think he's going to facilitate everything coming in for him, and hopefully, you know, the civilians don't pay a price between their war between, I'm sure there's got to be local groups, of course, where they're going to go into, and there is going to be violence, 110%, I can guarantee it, and as soon as I hear it, I'll let you guys know. But I feel in countries like Guatemala, it's a lot easier to cut off the news and information getting outside of the country. And they do, you know, that's why we don't hear too much about things going on there. And the people are really heavily victimized as it is. And that's why they're all leaving and coming here, trying to get to the United States, because their countries are torn to shreds, you know, and there's no opportunities there. Unfortunate. Not too many opportunities here either, but I guess it's better off than there. It's a damn shame. It's the world we live in, everybody. Not to get negative. Hope you guys have a good one. Adios, amigos.